Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Franz Joseph Haydn is known as the father of the symphony because he took that form of orchestra music and perfected it. But no one changed the symphony more than Ludwig van Beethoven. The first symphony Beethoven wrote definitely sounds like it was influenced by Haydn's music. By the time Beethoven wrote his second symphony, tragedy had struck, but you'd never know it from the music. The summer Beethoven wrote his Second Symphony was the summer he realized he was going deaf. Instead of letting his misery out in his music, Beethoven put it all into a letter, at the end of which he said he wasn't going to let deafness stop him from being a musician. When Napoleon Bonaparte started conquering Europe, Beethoven was a huge fan because he thought Napoleon was going to help ordinary people. Beethoven planned to dedicate his Third Symphony to Napoleon. But then Napoleon crowned himself emperor, proving that he was more interested in power than in people. Beethoven was furious and changed the name of his Symphony No. 3 to Eroica, the Heroic Symphony. Beethoven's Fourth Symphony has some very dancey music. Sometimes the fourth kind of gets lost in the shuffle between the Eroica and the even more famous symphony that came next, Beethoven's Fifth. The man who wrote the first biography of Beethoven claimed that the composer meant the opening da-da-da-da to be fate knocking at the door. But a student of Beethoven's thought his teacher had nothing more fateful in mind than a bird call from a kind of sparrow, a yellowhammer. Whether or not Beethoven included a bird in his fifth, he certainly put birds and a lot more nature into his sixth, which even has a nature nickname. The Pastoral, or Pastorale Symphony. No birds at all in Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, just rousing music. In Beethoven's Eighth Symphony, something is clearly ticking. More about that next week, which brings us to Beethoven's Ninth, a piece that completely changed how people thought of symphonies. No one had ever used singers in a symphony before, but Beethoven put plenty of them into the last movement of the piece in his famous Ode to Joy, with words by German playwright Friedrich Schiller. First one person sings it. And eventually, a whole chorus joins in. Sudden, People all over the world know and love Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. When the Berlin Wall came down, they celebrated with a huge concert featuring Beethoven's Ninth. I've even sung it in China, where audiences went crazy. Next week, the mechanical object in Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, and a lot more pieces of music that describe inanimate objects. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.